KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
I'm Rick Hanson with this check of sports on KJAN. Winterset ace pitcher Justin Hackett struck out 12 of 16 he faced Friday night and led the Huskies to a 10-0 win over Atlantic in five innings of play. The Huskies took command of the Substate 8 District 16 contest in the second inning, erupting for six runs on six hits in the frame. That was more than enough for the TCU commit Hackett to steal a win. Hackett only gave up one hit and Garrett Reynolds singled up the middle in the third. The Huskies added one in the fourth and ended the game early with three more in the fifth. Jensen Kalgenberg was able to squeeze in an infield hit to allow Hunter Devine to come home and invoke the 10-run rule. Lane Nelson took the loss for the Trojans, credited with nine runs on nine hits with three strikeouts. Dayton Templeton came in to pitch the fifth and gave up the final run on two hits with one strikeout and one walk. Atlantic ends their season just below 500 at 12-13. Winterset improved to 16-10 on the season, and they will host Dennis and Schleswig in the district final Monday night at 7 o'clock in high school baseball. Elsewhere in 3A and 4A baseball playoff action on Friday, in Class 3A, Substate 7, it was Grinnell over Perry, 10-0. ADM blanking Clark, 10-0. Boone was an 8-1 winner over Creston. Dallas Center Grimes blew out Zadel, 6-0. In Substate 8 of Class 3A, it was Gilbert over Greene County, 9-0. Harlan was a 13-2 winner over Glenwood. Dennis and Schleswig beat Carroll, 8-1. In Class 4A, Substate 8, it was Norwalk over Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson, 19-0. Waukee was a 10-0 winner over Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln. And Lewis Central defeated Des Moines Hoover 12-2 in six innings. The Class 1A and 2A baseball district finals are on tap for tonight. Winners advance to the Substate final on Tuesday night. Here's a look at the area districts and districts that pair with them. All games are set for 7 p.m. first pitches. In Class 1A, District 11, it's Grundy Center at Janesville. District 12, Ogden is at Coon Rapids Baird. A game you'll hear on KJAN tonight beginning at 6:50 p.m. is District 13 featuring Lennox at Cam. District 14, Exira EHK is on the road at St. Albert. In District 15, it's Logan Magnolia at Tri-Center. In District 16 of Class 1A, Woodbury Central is at Kingsley Pearson. 2A baseball features Alta Aurelia at the Pocahontas Area Schools in District 3. ACGC is at Van Meter in District 4. Clarinda is at Underwood for District 15. And Panorama takes on Kemper Catholic at Kemper in District 16. Officials of the Nottoway Valley School District announced on Friday the selection of Jeremy Blake as the new head boys basketball coach at Nottoway Valley High School. Blake brings over 17 years of experience, including 4 years as boys basketball coach at Phoenix College in Phoenix, Arizona. Coach Blake also played basketball for the Phoenix College Bears. Most recently, he's been the assistant coach at the Atlantic High School for the past 10 seasons. He'll also be the middle school resource instructor. Jerry Miller, activities director at Nottoway Valley High School, said, "We're very excited that Coach Blake is beginning his tenure as our next boys basketball coach. Through the screening and interview process," he says, "it became apparent that Coach Blake possessed the qualities we were looking for to lead our team." Iowans will have a chance to become eligible for tickets to next month's Major League Baseball game at the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville through a lottery. Anyone with an Iowa zip code can register for the lottery at MLB.com. The lottery runs through next Friday, and the winners will be announced on August 2nd. Winners will be eligible to purchase up to two tickets to the game. The August 12th game features the White Sox against the Yankees. Speaking of Major League Baseball, San Francisco scored three times each in the fifth and seventh innings to take a 7-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday. The Cardinals had 11 hits, but they were just 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Paul Goldschmidt went deep. Paul DeJong added three hits, and Tyler O'Neill and Harrison Bader tallied two safeties each. Adam Wainwright took the loss despite striking out seven in six frames. Whit Merrifield went 4-for-4 with three RBI, and Nicky Lopez added two hits, four RBI, and two runs to lift the Kansas City Royals to a 9-2 victory over the Orioles. Salvador Perez, Andrew Benintendi, Hunter Dozier, and Hanser Alberto all added two hits each, and Josh Stelmont was the winning pitcher with a clean inning in relief of Danny Duffy, who went four innings and struck out three. Travis Jankowski drove in four runs. Matt Moore struck out nine while pitching into the fifth, and the Phillies beat the Marlins 5-2 Friday. Also, it was the Red Sox over the Yankees 4-0. The Pirates beat the Mets 4-1. Other Major League Baseball scores include the Padres slamming the Nationals 24-8. Blue Jays were a 10-2 winner over the Rangers. The Brewers beat the Reds 11-6. Also, the Tampa Bay Rays were a 7-6 winner over the Braves. The Marlins beat the Phillies 7-0. That was a doubleheader, game number two. And the Astros beat the Red Sox 7-1. And finally in sports, Cedar Falls native Trev Alberts has been named the new athletic director at Nebraska. Alberts was an All-American for the Huskers in 1993. He spent the past 12 years as the AD at Nebraska Omaha.
I love the University of Nebraska, and I learned so much as a young man. And I've told a lot of people, I've told Coach Osborne this many times, but other than my faith and my family, everything I have today, materially and otherwise, is a result of an opportunity to be a student at the University of Nebraska. And so I don't take this responsibility lightly.
Alberts was a multi-sport standout at Cedar Falls and U High before signing with Husker coach Tom Osborne.
It's really emotional for me. Like I said, I grew up in Cedar Falls, Iowa, and I never dreamed that a place like this would offer me a scholarship.
Alberts takes over at a time when Nebraska football's program is struggling. The Huskers have posted a 12-20 record in 3 years under current coach Scott Frost.
I want to be helpful. I will never call a play. I don't tell coaches who to recruit. But I think bigger picture, some of the culture things, I think I can be helpful. But I'm really excited about the future of Husker football and the rest of our sports.
That's a check of sports on KJAN.
KJAN Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.